The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And because we kicked off the week with St. Patrick's Day, we're staying with this whole green theme. So here's a question for you. Do you ever get a visit from the green-eyed monster?
I'm guessing you're not talking about Oscar the Grouch.
No, it's not Oscar.
Well, if we're talking about the green-eyed monster known as Envy, then yes, I've met him a time or two. We all feel a little envy from time to time, but I guess I just try to get past it because envy can eat you up inside and put you in a pretty lousy mood.
Oh, man, it really does. And sometimes moms in particular struggle with envy because it's so easy to compare ourselves and our situations to other moms. There's always another mom who seems to have it all together more than you do, or she has a better house or a nicer car, or she goes on awesome vacations. It's so easy to get caught up in all that.
True, but we like what our buddy Dr. Phil says about envy. He says his father used to tell him to pay attention to the good things in life because if you don't, God might tap you on the head. And if that doesn't get your attention, he might thump you or even slap you, which basically means God might allow a true problem to land in your lap so you can learn the difference between a serious problem and petty jealousy.
And I also like these wise words from Dr. Phil about envy. He says envy is basically a way of thinking. So it's one of those problems that you think yourself into, which means you can think your way out of it, too. We choose what we think about, and that's a good reminder when it comes to envy.
We'll have more on this topic on our homepage today, and that address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.